Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Open Mic Live. Welcome, everybody. And sounds like the President of the United States is not too popular with people,
yeah,
according to the news. And it's aimed right at Main Street, so they say. The small business people who are struggling,
really
suffering.
Yeah.
And somebody called me today and said, what do you think of a president who gets up on television and tells the country, don't listen to the courts.
Do the
mandate that I'm proposing, you know, that I'm giving you. I think today was the first day of the mandate.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. How does the president expect people to respect the law if the court is saying one thing and he's saying another thing?
Yeah. That's
what you call a conflict. A definite...
Well, of course, a conflict of interest, at least.
Conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... So, now somebody told me, who read it, evidently read it, small business, if they don't get their employees vaccinated, could be fined up to $13,000.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now, people can't afford
really?
That. How are they gonna pay that?
They
can't
care.
Even pay their rent. How many of these business... Yeah. People are behind on their rent already.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And, you know, this vaccine is dangerous. It's horrible. It's not for everybody. And he's pushing it on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, now listen.
Okay, I have a question for you now.
Oh,
what happens
now
if
listen,
they say,
President
okay,
Biden,
go ahead.
You want to get in good with people? Listen to somebody who knows, somebody who hears the cries of the people every day, all right, like Inner Sight, you know?
Yeah.
Get the stimulus out there. Get it going. Bring it back, you know? Pay attention to the people, you know? Don't fine the business owners if they're... employees don't want to take the vaccine. What are they supposed to do? Stand over them with a gun and make them take it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
You don't fine people because they won't put stuff in their body that they don't like and don't approve of. That's what's wrong with this country. It's the same damn way with the nursing homes.
Yeah.
Well, you got to step up and stop doing this because you're certainly not going to be popular and if you're going to run again, be reelected. So people don't want to be pushed up against the wall. We have enough things, and especially if you're disabled. See, if you can be good to the disabled and the elderly, people will think about that. They'll notice that. They'll say, hey, this guy's a good guy. You know.
Of course they
will.
Let's
give him another chance. But you got to change some of these things that you're doing. I mean, this is nowhere. And it's not just Inner Sight saying it. Look at the numbers. Well, the last number I heard was, what, 36% approval? That's pretty low.
Terrible.
Is that the latest number?
Yeah, about. Mhm.
36%. And the vice president even worse, I heard.
Oh, jeez.
So it shows you that you're headed in the wrong direction, Mr. Biden.
Should be 100% approval rating.
Well,
you
never get
100%. Not 100, but close to it, at least.
Should be way up there.
Yeah, it should be like, I would say, 80, 90.
65%,
nice.
At least. 65 would be nice.
You know, that'd be nice, yes. nobody's going to get 100% approval. But I'm just saying that it should be something that people, you know, would say, oh, wow, this guy's really cool, I want him. Something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So there's our recommendation. Start with the stimulus. Start with going easy on small business people and help them.
Mm.
You know, not threaten them.
You know, that's
the
worst
crazy.
People that you're going to be threatening now is the small business people. And what's he doing? He's threatening the small business people. That just don't make sense. For real.
Yeah.
You know.
So what was your question?
Yeah, I have a question for you. Now, if they come to Mr. Perino's door and they knock and
what
they
are
say,
those
Mr. Perino, we heard you having... I don't know. Hold on. I don't hear anything.
You got
some
radio on, a television on?
I don't know. Hold on.
Well, you can't. You got to find out. You're supposed to know. It's your show.
Well, hold on. I don't know because I can't hear
by
it.
By the way... Anybody, if you call in, turn down your television, your radio, your video, whatever it is, please, and try to avoid a speakerphone. All right. Yeah, people don't think they don't realize that it interferes with the show, and we can't have that. We don't want that.
You want to know where that's coming from? That's
inner
coming
sight.
From upstairs. It's coming from upstairs. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to do something to...
I got rid of it. I didn't hear it.
All right.
So
now, what was your question?
If they come to your doorway and ever said, you're going to get a ticket or you're going to get, you know, I don't know, something that you cannot, like, you have to take the vaccination, what would you do?
If who comes to your doorway?
Well, say somebody, you know, they're starting to come around and they're starting to say, well, you haven't taken the vaccination, Mr. Perino. Would you, like, now, this is going to be a problem. You don't believe in it, you know. So what would you do?
Where did you hear? I don't understand you.
Somebody
came to your doorway and told you.
And said you have to take the vaccination, yeah.
You took the vaccination.
I took the vaccination because I thought was going to need to go in for my mom, but you didn't. So what would you do if somebody came to your, like, doorway, knocked, and said, we have a record that you haven't taken the vaccination. What would you do? That's all I want to know. I mean,
I'd ask
really
them
hard.
Who they are, first of all. I'd ask them for ID.
Yeah, if they showed the... Right, and say they showed you ID, which I know you would say, well, I can't read it, of course, you know. It's true. Then they
say, I don't know who
you
are. What are you coming around my house harassing me for?
Right, exactly.
You know,
see,
ask me if I took a vaccination.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if I can't read their ID, I'm not going to talk to them.
That's
number
right.
one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, say they had... they had a Braille, you know, something in Braille that showed that they were from the Department of Health, right? Would you still say, listen, I'm not taking the vaccination?
No, because I'd say you have no authority to tell me to take a vaccination.
They don't. They really don't. I want people to see this. I want people to see.
By what authority?
By what authority, yeah. I want people to hear what they should be doing. If you really don't want to be taking a vaccine, you really don't have to. I took it only because I thought...
You can invade somebody's home and...
Exactly.
Tell them to take a
I want people to understand... Well, that's not our country that I remember living in and why I was born here and my family came here. They came for freedom. They came for the freedom to do what they want to do, period. End of story. Not
you know, my doctor
completely.
Told me not to take it, first of all, number one.
Right.
And I have my own way of combating viruses and everything like I've been doing all my life. That's my answer.
That's right. It's the immunity.
End of
they don't have anything.
You can't accept
exactly.
that. Get the hell away from my door.
That's right. And call the police. People have to stand by
all
their
right.
morals and their values. And I just want to say the reason why I said that to you is I want people to know if they have morals, values, and what and believe in a certain way, they should stick up for what they believe in, period. You know? That's how I feel about it.
I mean,
yeah.
Basic, simple things.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in a lot of the things that you believe in. I just thought that I would not ever be able to see my mom again. And then she passed away after I took the two vaccinations.
The vaccine certainly didn't help you to help her. No, that's my damn sure.
No, it didn't. But I was afraid that I wasn't going to be allowed in the nursing home.
You should be totally against it now. After
oh,
what
yeah,
happened.
I'm very upset. I'm very upset.
Damn thing.
And also,
what did
I never
do?
Had
it
swollen
didn't
legs. I never had swollen legs.
Plus,
never.
It gave you, yeah, it gave you swollen limbs.
Body and body.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, it made it worse. You know, I never had that.
I still want to know, who has the antidote to the vaccine?
Yeah, right. Well, somebody has an allergic reaction. Well, the allergic reaction now, I know that, what they have for that. But they don't have no antidote to a vaccine. I don't think so.
They should.
No, they should.
They
only
should
give
have
you
an antidote.
But do you know what they give you if you need that? They give you some allergic only stuff for allergic reaction. That's their way of saying they do an antidote. So I was told.
What determines an allergic? If your limbs are swollen and you you have body pain and all that, and you didn't have that before.
No, I didn't.
Is that an allergic
reaction? Not in that
reaction?
Area. Yeah, I would say. They gave me Benadryl when I went.
But
to
you
the
don't
hospital.
Hear them talk.
Yeah.
That makes it worse. But you don't hear them talking about that. Nobody ever said anything about an antidote to the vaccine if somebody has trouble with it. You know, these people don't believe in wholesome healing. They only believe in their way. They want to.
Now you want to hear something weird?
Money making.
You talk about wholesome, and I really believe in that. I'll tell you why. I'm allergic to a lot of preservatives, especially sulfur.
Yeah, everybody, most people are.
I'm very allergic.
Millions
so
of people
now,
are allergic to that.
They told me they got to test me for, this is funny, they're going to test me for preservatives and which preservatives I'm allergic to, right? I said, now, let me get an understanding of this. So after you prick me with all these preservatives on my arm, and I could actually get anaphylaxis from that.
Oh, that's crazy.
So what,
don't
wait,
let them do that.
No, wait, I'm not. So I said, after you do that, okay, so what's this going to tell you what to do for me? Is what
just
I said.
Just stay
I
away
am,
from
right?
preservatives.
Exactly. So I said, so what's the sense of me going into an office?
They're probably getting money from the government to do this.
They are. Yeah, they
they're
are.
They're making money on people every damn which way.
Yeah. So I said, this is no sense of me going to you to get tested. Because what's going to happen, you can't do anything about it anyway. I just have to avoid the food. So I said, what, are you going to give me a preservative vaccination so I could get used to it? My immune system doesn't respond to the preservatives. You're going to kill me anyway with the preservative anyway, with all the preservatives you're going to be giving me. I don't want my body filled with that.
Bunch of
I can only imagine what they're morons in that way. I just said, I can only imagine what you want to do with it, the knowledge. That I might have an allergic reaction, say, to sulfites. I already know I have an allergic reaction to sulfites, and I already know that if I eat oysters and clams and, let's see, shrimp, I have an allergic reaction. But if I eat lobster, I don't. So go figure. It's not the iodine in the fish. You know what it is? It's the protein of the fish that I'm allergic to. So it's very bizarre. I can have a reaction to one and not a reaction to the other. So that really so tells you something. You can't blanket say that I'm allergic to shellfish. I'm not. I'm allergic to
protein.
Probably
having an allergic
protein.
Reaction because all these damn things are polluted.
Yeah.
The ocean.
Yeah, it's very polluted.
That's what causes all that stuff.
Yeah, it's probably chemicals. My body cannot take chemicals very easily. Nope.
In a side, I want to address another issue. The time of the year, Hanukkah, Christmas,
yeah.
And when people, now this year, of course, present buying is way down, they say.
Yeah, it is. But
because people lost their jobs or they can't pay their rent or whatever it is. But all the more so, and we talk about this every year, and no one ever does anything about it, all the more so why the agencies for the blind and disabled should reach out to the disabled community, because Christmas is the end of the month. The
yeah.
time when most disabled people have nothing,
yeah.
no money. The
Absolutely.
Money doesn't come in until the first or the third of the month.
Yeah.
Now, why don't the agencies reach out, and of course the government too, the government should match it, reach out and raise $1,000, you know, for every disabled person in the state. Let the state put up part of it. You know? Give something to people that don't have, and not only that, to people that you use all year long to get money. You
yeah.
use all of us, every damn
yeah,
last
do.
One of us, in one way or another, are being used to bring in money to these agencies. Now let's just take one big, which I believe now is a $1 billion agency, the Lighthouse for the Blind.
Oh, gosh.
They don't give one damn about blind people.
They don't. That's the truth.
I even called them one year and told them they should do this, you know.
What'd they say?
Never heard from them.
No.
Never heard.
I know why I'm
laughing. Never got back.
It's so sad. It really is. They're so sad.
They don't do a damn thing for us. But they'll
yeah.
use us all year
mm-hmm.
long to get federal money for the so-called rehab and all that, whatever it may be, you know? The damn disgrace to this country. See, that's what the President of the United States should get up on television
yeah.
and say. I want every agency to reach out to your respective disabled person in your community and raise money to help them at this time of year. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what these politicians should be doing.
Demand.
They're worried about the government and the debt and all that. You know what?
Nah.
I'm going to tell you something. I think that's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah.
I don't think they're worried about the debt and the money and all that. Because if they were, they would get
mm-hmm.
these damn agencies to start pitching in and relieve some of that.
Yeah.
So they're phony. They're full of crap.
Yeah.
They're not worried about that. They got so much damn money that they just put on an act and put that out there. Oh, the ceiling of the debt, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But yet
true.
They'll spend $172 billion to torture people in nursing homes.
Yeah, it is torture.
And they won't do a damn thing to get these agencies to start raising the money. So I think the whole thing is phony.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. I think you're right, Frank.
Yeah, because if they did, why aren't these agencies getting together at the executive order of a president and say, listen, you got to start raising money to help people?
Yeah.
You know? Do a telethon. You know? I mean, even if each person got $100, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Let's say they couldn't raise enough to give each person $1,000. But with the state, I'm sure they could.
Yeah, they probably could.
The state has plenty of money. Come on.
They certainly do.
15 states, I was told, the other day are getting stimulus, but not us, not New York.
I want to know why. Yeah, good question.
They don't give a damn about us.
They don't. They really don't.
Politicians here that don't give a damn about us. They're going to give us a lousy, what, 50, 60 bucks more in the Social Security. You know what I say to them? You can stick it.
You would think.
You
could
stick
would
it.
Give it.
Because if you do that and you don't straighten out the other problems, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's the same old crap. You know? Same old stuff. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Just a different day. Yep.
Yeah. Open mic, inner sight, 213-816-1650, and brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. Any word on my Charbel, my dog's food?
I could look. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know, she
all
she
right,
just does.
Big East.
You know that.
Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond. Great, great lady down there in Tom's River, New Jersey, and all the beautiful Akitas. So we salute the Akita, and we salute this country, and today is Pearl Harbor Day, I believe. December 7th, 1941. Do we have a... You don't have that by Roosevelt, do you? Pearl
Sorry,
Harbor Day.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Do you have the, I guess they played it on the radio today, but do you have the Roosevelt recording of his comment on Pearl Harbor?
Oh, gosh. I don't, but I could get it.
I mean,
probably.
that's a very popular...
Powerful, yes.
Recording.
I could look.
It should be automatically on the... On the internet. Isn't it on the internet?
Look.
Yeah,
I
see if you can
I could see
pull
if I can
sum
it up.
Today's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. Oh, by the way, Big East number 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on that real estate market. 631-888-1186. Kennedy, our buddy and good supporter of Inner Sight. We thank you. All right, let's see. What else we got? Some of our old friends who we haven't heard from in a while, but I'm sure we could call upon them. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, some of the people that have supported us in the past, and we ought to send them all a note, an email.
There's a four-minute recording that declares the war. It's in the war archives, the one that he declares the war. It's the full one.
Oh.
You want me to grab it?
You have it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's
let me make it louder.
In honor of Pearl Harbor, we'll play that.
I'm going to go back on the recording. He walked in and now everybody's clapping.
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Now, Roosevelt was a pretty popular president.
Here it is.
I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United
States. Uh-oh. My fault. Okay. Oh, God.
It must be an old recording. It's not clicking on.
Representatives. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Alexia?
Yeah. Yeah, the great Roosevelt. I had a friend who was very good friends with his wife, Eleanor.
Oh, Eleanor.
And she was a very adamant fighter for people who were a minority.
Yeah.
All right, in sight, open mic. We got, how about the Able News?
Yeah, hang on, let me bring it to the board. I'll keep talking. I'll get it.
All
right.
I have
to minimize what I had up.
Open mic, and then we'll try to see if we have any phone calls.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the Able News.
Yeah. You missed it one night, I think. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, and I'd like you to read that response we sent to
change. Or by and about the disabled. to serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Before we go to the phones, do you have that response handy that we wrote to change?
Yeah.
.org, because the petition was taken down?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, you want to read it for everybody?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm pulling it up.
I'd like everybody to hear it.
Yeah, give me a second.
We sent it, and we're awaiting a response.
Yes, we are.
Inner sight shall prevail.
Yes. Can you give me a moment? I'm having a little difficulty with the email. It's very, very slow at the moment.
All right. So if you want to dial in, 213-816-1650, open mic, or you can pick your own subject, keep it clean. And we're moving forward with the nursing home show. Tomorrow night is Wednesday night. We had a meeting on yesterday with Tracy, and her book comes out next month. She's going to be donating $1 for each book that's sold to Inner Sight to help let people know what's going on in these nursing homes.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You wanted me to read it from the petition that they have, or just read it, why was the petition removed? Because I wrote something before
that. No, just read
the
response that we sent them, that's all.
Yeah, the petition you have listed isn't the one. It is an older one. We created another one named Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. Why was our petition removed? Millions of people are taken from the community and forced to go into a nursing home. The home health care aides are not allowed to be there to help the resident. We want the nursing homes turned into accessible housing and stop wasting the taxpayers' money to the tune of $172 billion yearly, and 1.4 million people are trapped in nursing homes. People call our podcast nightly complaining about nursing home abuse and neglect. We have close to 112,000 listens for our podcast, which can be found on, and I gave the link to our podcast. Please put back our latest petition called Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. The petition had a recent update of two videos recently attached. Inner Sight would like to thank you. We just wanted to be polite at this point. Inner Sight would like to thank you in advance for trying to help. That's all.
All right, so we sent that to them, right?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Did they get it? Can we tell if they got it or not?
No, nothing yet. Yeah, they got it. It looks like they got it. We're going to wait. Because I just sent it.
Yeah, we'll see what they come up
with.
But I want to make it clear, we're not going to run after these people. We're not going to keep sending things back and forth, They don't want us. We'll find someplace better. So, we don't have to run after anybody. Because we got the truth on our side. All right, inner sight. Anybody on the line? Open mic. Hello? Oh, we keep losing our engineer. All right. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with that, but... the number 213-816-1650, if you're trying to call in, we apologize for the delay. It's 8:35 New York, open mic. And I don't know what happened to our engineer. So,
I'm here. I just keep getting dropped. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, check the line. See if we have any calls.
Yes, we do. We have Anthony and we have Louie.
All right. Let's get Anthony on.
Okay.
And then we'll get Lou.
Okay.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi.
Good,
I seem
good.
Like you got a really nice, slow internet today, and it keeps dropping me. Sorry about that.
That's okay, but I'm glad you're here now. You know, what I was thinking about tonight, Suzanne, is also the fact that, well, two things. The first thing is that it still bothers me and still boggles my mind, and, you know, it still gets on my last nerve and under my skin, that there's no food pantries that deliver to disabled people. And, you know, they're isolated and left out in the cold, and they're not asking for gifts, you know, and things that they can live without. All they want for Christmas is to eat, you know,
yes.
And I think that that's should be our topic around the holiday this year.
Yeah.
You know, all I want for Christmas is a rotisserie chicken, because it's not possible that, you know, anybody could survive by the end of the month, you know, with this little bit of money that they have around the 25th, let alone buy gifts. And it happens to them every month, and the issue is just continuously ignored, and there's not going to be any more stimulus. And, you know, they continue to live in poverty and know that they don't care. You know,
I want to ask
you a
question.
Yes.
Are you okay with your food right now?
Yes, I'm okay, but, you know, you're on a budget, a really scarce budget, and you have to be careful, and you have to watch every little thing you spend, and there is really no money for, you know, any, you know, holiday joy or any, you know, things, money to spend on things that you really don't need, that you want. You know, it's just pay the bills, pay the rent, and, you know, basic necessities and get by and kind of the same old thing with that. And the one and only organization that I know that does provide, you know, food pantry to people, they don't have enough volunteers, and if, you know, you don't have the ability to send a check and you don't have the money, they can't help you. So we're out of luck on that one. But about this coronavirus vaccine thing, it bothered me on so many levels, because I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I'm going to get the Moderna booster, you know, and like I said, yeah, they go back and forth on, you know, who, you know, they tell you you should get two Moderna boosters, they're the best, and now they're saying you can get, you know, if you have a Johnson & Johnson booster, I mean, a Johnson & Johnson regular vaccine and then a Moderna booster, it's better. First, they said just, you know, Johnson & Johnson was fine. But it bothers me because I know that in my heart I really don't want to. But I feel like I'm being forced into it because if you don't have the vaccine, you're being treated like,
Let me just interject something and you can go on. How come there's no information on how many people have died from the vaccine? Now, you can't tell me that people haven't died from this thing, because I don't believe that.
I know
how
that
many,
there have
what's
been,
the number of how many people have died from the vaccine?
I
want somebody to publish that number.
I think I remember hearing something like 7,000. It might be more than that. But, you know, they're not going to talk
seven,
about
that means
because,
14.
Yeah, because the media wants to push this vaccine. But, again, you know, I feel like if you don't have the vaccine, you're going to be treated like an animal in
ostracized.
The zoo.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, I'm serious.
You know,
it's really bad.
It's bad enough that in home care, you know, people don't want to work with people in
That's
wheelchairs.
It.
They don't want to work with people that have large families. They don't want to work with people that have pets. They, you know, would rather work in a private house than an apartment building, all these different types of things. So you feel like you have no choice because
right.
these agencies, you know, they don't try to limit the number of people that they send you. They just send, you know, every time Dick and Harry, eeny, miny, mo, in and out of your house. So what choice do you really have, you know what I mean? And then
yeah.
people feel pressured, and it's like, well, you know, let's see if we can talk you into it. Did you get any vaccinations lately? Did you this? Did you that? You really need to get it because, you know, you might have a compromised immune system. And then now they're saying that, you know, in order to get into a restaurant, you might have to have a third vaccine. And now Moderna is saying that by the fall, they're going to come out with a vaccine for this
COVID
new variant, which
yeah.
is nothing more than a bad cold. I mean, you know,
no.
are you going to die from a bad cold? Is it more like,
no.
you know, pneumonia? And
well, how about the other
I
way
mean,
around? If you, excuse me, if you took a vaccine, aren't you carrying those germs in some form?
Here's what happened to my husband, Frank. Let me go into this and interject a little bit. This is weird. He gets a test from the doctor. He took the vaccine, right? And he gets a test, and he's positive for the antibodies. Now, we thought that he was exposed, right? The doctor says, no, that's just the vaccine. Now,
there,
when I went to go to
there
the...
is.
The
arrest my
it
kid.
Wasn't. Wait. There's more. Now we're sitting here and we're saying, no,
there's
that can't.
More.
I said, I know that can't be. Because when I went to go get my testing so I could go for the surgery, I had to get a full test, right? I had to get a COVID test. And I asked that very same question. I said, now my husband tested, you know, with that particular. You know, test the antibody test. He tested positive. Is that the vaccine, or is that, you know, actually him being positive? She said, no, that's not the vaccine. That there is, he was positive. So now, one person says one thing, the other person says another thing.
You
know
they
what
don't
you do?
Know.
You, that's it.
They
and
don't
you
know because they haven't tested it for years and years and years the way they're supposed to.
Yeah.
They say that it's something that primes the body to prevent the virus, and, it, you know,
yeah.
some people say it's the virus, but it's not. They say it's something that, you know, forces
mm-hmm.
the virus to lie dormant in your body. But
right.
if you think about it, it's not, because, you know, it's not really preventing you from getting it. You could still get it, and even when you do, you know, you... They said it's only going to
you know
prevent
it, you know what it
the
says,
severity of
it. You know what it, excuse me, Anthony. You know what it says in the Bible? The devil
what?
Is the god of confusion. And that's what that
and
sounds
what
like to
is.
Me.
It's definitely
yeah.
confusing.
There it is, world.
They want to drive you crazy and make you nervous. And then they wonder why so many people are having high blood pressure lately. Because
well,
everybody's all worked up over it.
They don't intimidate me, that's for damn sure.
Well, I'm not intimidated either, but I feel like I was forced into it. You know what I mean? They choke
That's
you with it, you know, to the point where, you know, you feel like you might as well join the club because if you don't, you know, you're
I mean, that's
you're
right.
Be, yeah. I mean, yeah,
hey,
it,
just
it was,
think, if I'm the only person in this country that doesn't take this stuff, boy, what good publicity for InterSight. I'll go
I'm
for
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
And then they have a thing where if you get the coronavirus, they tell the AIDS, and it's a coronavirus case. And then while you have it and while you're in quarantine, nobody will want your case, and they tell you that once you get out of a nursing home, if you were in a nursing home, when Cuomo put everyone in the nursing home for it, you don't, you won't be able to have an aide for 14 days after you get out of the nursing home.
You know what you got to do? You got to get family to help you at that point. Holy cow.
Yeah, but some people don't have family.
Don't have family, So they got to stay longer in the nursing home. It's just a vicious circle. A vicious, really horrible circle, if you ask me.
Their family can't take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
anybody in that situation, call Inner Sight and we'll try to get
we'll help you.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
You really don't feel any more protected, you know, with this vaccine, you know, than if you didn't have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've never taken a vaccine that hasn't been out for years that everybody took, and, you know, there's never been in our lifetime so much talk about if you don't take this, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You know, you can't get into a restaurant, you can't get employed anywhere.
My brother was in the Army years back. You know, in the 60s, and they had to take a whole bunch of vaccines all at once. Every vaccine had to be tested 10 years or more.
Yeah,
everyone that they gave them.
Yeah,
they claim they researched on so many people that it equals up to years of research. But how do we know that?
You want to know something? I keep telling everybody this, and I have a gut feeling. When I went for the swine flu vaccination, they mixed it with the flu vaccination, right? I got so sick. This was when...
Mix and match. You know what Rockefeller Foundation said about that, right?
I know that. But I got so sick, Frank. I felt so utterly horrible. But now, it's the weirdest thing. When I took the coronavirus vaccine, I didn't get any of that. I didn't even get a touch of it, but my limbs and my stomach and my, you know, wherever I am getting, I'm getting swelling, which is really bizarre.
That's probably a side effect of whatever you took.
Yeah, I never get. I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, Susan. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. I didn't hear you. What did you say, though?
No, I said... they tell you that they thought about the idea of mixing the coronavirus vaccine with the flu shot, so you would have no choice but to have taken it because you wouldn't even know, and if you did, it would already be in there or whatever, you know, and you only wanted to take one. So what if you didn't want the other one to be mixed in it? You know, I mean, I haven't taken the flu shot in years because I'm allergic to it, and I took it 1 year. And nothing happened to me, but it's still a risk that I don't want to take again because I'm allergic to eggs, and they say that you shouldn't have it.
Oh,
but the nurse,
allergic to eggs, yeah.
Yeah, the nurse is like, no, it's safe. It's safe. Take it. You know, and it's
that's
like
intimidating you, really.
Yeah, and everybody just, you know, they just keep wanting to shove it down your throat, and I'm just tired of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everywhere you look on TV, you know, if you don't take it, they tell you, you know, that people don't want to be in relationships with people that are not vaccinated. You know, they give you instructions on how to hug people for how long, how to wrap your arms around somebody, you know, and how to hug them. You know, don't touch anybody's
actually
hands.
Actually bent down and
don't
kissed
touch
me.
Don't touch me, I'm still.
No, it was a weird thing that I was visiting somebody, and they bent down and did a normal hug, and I just didn't say anything. When I got home, all I did was I remembered what Frank said, oil of oregano. I grabbed little left in my oil of oregano bottle, and that's what I did. Yeah. That's exactly what I did. But I felt so weird. It, you know, this whole coronavirus is making everybody feel edgy and weird and everything that goes in that commentary. You know?
I miss the normal life that we had before this, that,
yeah.
you know, you could sit on the couch next to somebody or,
have
you know,
a good,
you, you could shake somebody's hand, you could, you know, you could hug somebody normally. You know, I mean, people were so, I don't want to touch anybody's phone. Oh, my God. You know, they want to put gloves to touch the phone.
I swear it is like that now.
Hey, listen, we got to get Louie in here.
Okay, Frank. No problem.
Thank you, and as
thank
usual,
you
know.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Really,
yeah,
like all your comments, right on the money there, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
All
yeah,
right, in a sight.
Hold on, I'm trying to get Louie.
Open mic.
Yeah, there it is.
And, you know, every Friday night we have fun over here. We had a lot of fun last week.
Yeah.
We took
yes,
off.
We took
off on a Benny Hill thing.
So
who knows what's going to be this week?
That's right.
Louie Rivera has an idea, and let's get Louie the Lip live on Inner Sight. LLL, Louie Lip Live.
I like that, Louie
Frank.
Lip Live.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Louie.
Hey.
This is Love Drops talking.
Yeah, I know. I just have one question. You still got the massager?
It's in my closet somewhere.
Oh, for your neck, right?
Yeah, neck, back, leg.
Pain in the neck.
Okay.
Kneecap.
Kneecap hurts.
And stomach.
Stomach?
That's
why
it.
Yeah.
Why are you using it on your stomach?
Stomach up.
Stomach up. Okay.
Watch out. Tickles, look out. That massage will tickle you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay clean, Louie.
I got a massage. Last Friday, you cracking your funny ball so hard up, Suzanne.
Yes,
that make you
I
laugh.
Was.
But I talked to Frank and you about that massager on the lobby.
We both were laughing.
Yeah.
We both were. Both.
Yeah.
Frank and I had
yeah.
the giggles.
Yeah. Hold her down, Frank. Hey, I'll give Frank. That massage
you gotta go
that. Hold her down so I can make her feel better.
Oh. Yeah, Louis.
What's
mean,
her name? What's that girl's name? Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy.
Yeah.
Give Buffy the massager.
Yeah.
No. She'll crack her funny bone. I'll give her that massager. Say, what are you doing, Louie?
No, you got to tell Buffy about our show. And let her listen in when you're talking about the massager.
Sneak up behind her with the massager.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, you. Hey, can
right.
I ask me a question about massager or something? The massager that turned me on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to keep it clean. You know, this is not Friday night.
Yeah, not that the massager.
Oh, the massager's bad? The massager's being bad tonight, not you?
Go.
All right.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Tell him about Friday night. Give him a little preview.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, give him a preview.
Hello. Anybody listen up for Friday night, all right? This is Jerry Lawrence on the Ringy Dangy Dooey Inner Sight on that on Block Talk Radio, all right? Make sure you turn it the dial on the radio at 8 to 9 o'clock. We're going to crack out funny bones big time with Frank Perino and Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero on the Friday Night Inner Sight featuring the Follicks. I'm out of the time where Rosanna Dana, the cotton swab, the massager, and I'm giving it to Suzette Taurasi. For real, she got to crack her funny bone. I'm going to give her a good
and
massage to make her feel better.
And Abbott Costello's coming back.
Hey, Abbott.
Abbott! Hey, Abbott!
There you go. That's going to be funny.
hey, that was, that massage is, don't let it harm you. Make you feel better.
Okay. I'll use it on
now
my
turn
neck.
Your
I got a stiff neck. No, I got a stiff neck. You better use a massager on my neck.
No, not that. I got to do your kneecap. I got to do your leg.
Okay. Okay, do my kneecap.
I
gotta
hit her
leg.
In the back of the head with a two by.
Not in the back, no. I'm not gonna hit her in no back. It's only a massager.
Oh, okay.
I gotta do that. And next, I'm gonna do your belly button, too.
No. I'm married.
No, there. Make you feel better.
No belly button there.
Come on. You gotta have it.
No.
Get over here.
My neck needs it.
You got good massager. You're going to get it, or you're going to get it.
Uh-oh.
I'll turn it on.
Frank.
I'll turn it on.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Pretty loud
Louie,
like that.
Louie, with that massager lately.
I know. Right, boy.
Don't forget Friday night, Lou.
Yeah, Friday night.
Okay,
talk about
all
the
right,
massages.
This is Jerry Lewis. I'm going to call you on a Friday night, on an Interstate Follicles on a Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Lou.
How's that massage feel?
How's the massage feel? Feels like it's vibrating.
All right,
my
thanks
back.
A lot, Lou.
Take care, Lou.
I
we'll
love you.
Talk to you Friday. We love you, too. All right.
I love you. Hug her.
Aw. All right. Take care.
All right. We'll open mic in a site, and we'll keep you posted on the answer we get from change.org.
Yeah.
The petition was removed, and we want an explanation.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Why it was.
So we wrote them, and we'll...
It looks like
keep
she was like more like, well, that wasn't supposed to be removed, but I'm not going to doubt that. You know, I'm going to wait and see what she has to say, because it just was a very confusing email, to me at least. Like, she had no clue, but the other people removed it. Does that make sense?
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang my hat on what before they. I'm not going to say, "Oh, this is a good email." I have to see what happens. Like
so tomorrow night is our nursing home show.
Yeah, hopefully
Suzanne's show actually on InterSight, and we'll be hopefully it would be nice if we had an answer from them by tomorrow night.
That
so
would
we'll
be
see
nice.
What happens.
Yeah.
The petition is not up there, world. So. We can't ask you to sign it, but you can sign the service dog petition. Now, we have actually helped this change.org. We brought them, almost 80,000 signers on our other petition?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people going to their website, isn't it?
And people supported, actually. People went and said they take a little bit from that when people support. So they get something from it.
Yeah.
They get
so
a
why
part
should they
of that.
Take away our petition?
Well, according to them, we don't meet the community guideline. Now, it wasn't like when I went to go pull up the petition, it was I didn't see this very well. I had to get a magnifying glass and the special glasses that I had, and I still couldn't see it that well. So I had to bring my aide, and I said, what does that say? She read that it didn't, meet community guidelines. Now, if I didn't ask my aide to read it, forget about it. I wouldn't have been able to see it.
Yeah,
all
well, that's
sudden,
the other thing they should fix, too.
Yeah. I didn't see it, and I was kind
of... All right, we got to get out of here. InterSight,
yeah.
I want to thank all our listeners,
yeah.
all our people that help us.
The archive.
I want to give special thanks to Tracy Garner, her new book coming out.
Yay.
In January to help InterSight. And all who believe in justice and freedom and, goodness. And Joe, I hope you... Listen to the beginning of the show. I hope somebody listens who knows you. We don't like to see you losing popularity like that.
Yeah,
so
true.
Pay attention to some of the things we said. I think they would help a lot. InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on inner sight. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You. Thanks, Suzanne,
good
co-host,
night.
Engineer.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Thank you. Inner sight.
Thank you.